Have you ever heard the phrase, familiarity breeds contempt? It means that we can become so used to something that because of its familiarity, we lose respect for it. This happens in relationships. It happens in marriages. The girlfriend who always seemed to be so full of life and who became the blushing bride, who was radiant in white, and who was so full of adventure on the honeymoon, after 5 years, looks, well, familiar. In her sweatpants and sweatshirt, sitting on the couch on a Friday night. Or the boyfriend who opened your door and always smelled so nice and showered you with gifts for every occasion. He became the dashing groom who whisked you away on a romantic getaway. Became the man who doesn't care too much about the way he smells and thinks that since you have automatic locks on the door that he doesn't have to open the door for you anymore. It just happens. And if we're not careful, if we're not intentional on reminding ourselves of the luster that is underneath the familiar, we will minimize its importance. Did you know that this can happen in our relationship with our God? We sing a song that says there are 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, but could you name 50? We become so familiar with bumping into the blessings of God that He actually becomes small in our minds because we begin to think that those blessings are really earned and deserved by us. And that may be one of the greatest tragedies of modern-day Christianity, that we think small thoughts about God and who He is and the blessings He gives. So as we move into the season of Thanksgiving, I want us to look at Psalm 104 that speaks to this very issue. Psalm 104 verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great." Did you notice to whom the psalm writer is speaking? He's speaking to himself. The psalm writer is stirring up his own soul. "Bless the Lord, O my soul." He's talking to himself and preaching to himself. He's commanding his heart to look up, to look around and take stock of the mighty, unfathomable God that creates all that you see. Perhaps you need to take a page out of the psalm writer's playbook today and preach to yourself. The psalm right before this one says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits." You don't have to wait until next week to be thankful. In fact, if your heart is going to find 10,000 reasons to bless the Lord, then it had better get started right now. As you pray today, please remember John and Brenda Bainlein and his family, our missionaries in Michigan. Also, remember the Bacol Northern Sorsogon LifeWord broadcast heard in the Philippines.